Precipitation across the Midwest over the coming week is not likely to be very significant, at least not through the weekend. We'll expect to see only some sporadic light precipitation occurring across parts of the Great Lakes region, and that will likely accumulate in the form of snow across some of the region downwind from Lake Michigan and Lake Erie. Otherwise, I think we'll probably not see a lot of precipitation in the region, and our temperatures will gradually rebound from the very cool conditions that we've got out there at the moment. We're expecting to see the afternoon temperatures today held mostly in the 20s and 30s across the Midwest. Tomorrow afternoon will be a very similar day, but maybe a tad bit warmer in areas like Kansas over into parts of the lower Ohio River Valley, where some lower 40s may evolve. And then our afternoon temperatures Friday will be again in the upper 20s and 30s in the northern portions of the Midwest, while 30s and 40s impact the south. After that, we'll probably see a rather persistent temperature pattern with little new change expected as we get into the weekend and the early part of next week. With that said, though, there will be an increase in storminess to our northwest, and as that starts to occur, there will be some of a drawing of warmer air into the region from the south. That will likely take place in the early part of next week. Once that moisture and the warmth starts to flow northward into the region, we'll be setting the stage for our next storm system of size, which may evolve as we get into the second half of next week. The timing of that event and its significance continues to be up for debate, and we'll watch it real closely as we go through these next few days. In the meantime, it certainly looks as though our low temperatures at night are going to be on the cool side. A lot of teens out there tonight and some lower 20s. Low temperatures on Friday morning will be mostly teens and 20s again. 20s will become more common over the weekend, but we'll still have some teens in the northwestern areas. As far as significant precipitation is concerned, there will not be any through the weekend. There was some snow of significance that occurred last night across some of the easternmost portions of the Midwest, with Ohio picking up on some 1 to 5 and local 7-inch totals. Most of that snow was part of the nor'easter that's working its way up the Atlantic coast this morning. We'll likely see that storm system become a raging blizzard in portions of southeastern Canada over the course of the holiday. We'll watch that real closely, but as far as impact on the U.S., it's not likely to be very significant. In the meantime, we're melting snow in the U.S. southwest plains in hard red winter wheat country, where significant accumulations occurred earlier this week. The snow will be perfectly melting at a slow enough pace that the moisture will actually seep into the ground, improving root and tiller conditions across some of that region from Texas into parts of southeastern Colorado and southwestern Kansas. Crops are still awake enough that they'll be able to benefit from the moisture with a little bit of improved root and tiller development possible. Most other areas in the U.S. will see a similar drier biased pattern coming up over the next week. We will expect a huge increase in precipitation across some of Canada's crop country, where another raging blizzard could evolve as we get into the end of this weekend and early next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.